This is CJ Kinney for Esoterica, a short feature which delves into the realms of the extraordinary, and you are listening to part 3 of my piece entitled Hyperobjects. You may recall from parts 1 and 2 that I've been renovating my new house, which has gone rather sideways, from bad contractors to 2 substantial basement floods which destroyed much of my property. And you may also recall that I have been surmising that something called a hyperobject might be at play. A hyperobject could be anything, even something like global warming. We experience some of its expressions, like a tornado and temperatures rising, and we measure what we see with the tools we have, but we never actually see global warming itself. Given that our 5 human senses detect less than 1% of the world around us, for all we know, what we call global warming may in fact be a fully conscious re-terraforming entity, which from time to time gradually redefines our earthly landscape for its own purposes. But like the many barnacles that call a whale skin home, humans attached to the skin of the earth can only understand as far as our own limitations allow. Hyperobjects and the rest of reality's vast machinations and purposes quite possibly lie beyond the limited scope of both barnacles and humans. Now here's where it gets even weirder. Hyperobjects come in many theoretical shapes and sizes, including perhaps old houses with basements that continually flood, which, like global warming, might very well possess their own agendas, manipulating their resources, like the humans who purchase and inhabit them, to their own ends. And it is this point which has been occupying my mind, as this is not the first house which has seemed to rebel once I've purchased it. Houses, old or otherwise, don't always seem to like new owners or the renovations that come with them, and can act out like rebellious teenagers, causing things like basement flooding, substandard work, and malfunctioning well pumps, all of which I've experienced in the mere 6 months I've lived here. If we are for the moment to view a house as part of a hyperobject, a knowable arm of a larger entity used by humans in which to dwell, then we might come to suspect that, as we have designs on its use to serve us, it might have designs on our use to serve it. And it might, like a whale whose barnacles start to become itchy, attempt to dislodge those who don't perform as expected. Like a renovating homeowner, the barnacle knows nothing of the whale it calls home, never realizing that its vast blue world is in essence a de facto hyperobject known to us as a whale. Indeed, this kind of idea is not entirely new. In fact, versions of it are quite ancient. Take, for example, the spiritualities of animism, pantheism, shamanism, and the religions of Hinduism, Buddhism, Jainism, Taoism, and Sikhism, and the philosophical concept of panpsychism, along with the philosophical theories of Plato, Spinoza, William James, and Bertrand Russell, all of which and whom contend that all things, from barnacles to old houses that flood a lot, are sentient to some extent, each possessing their own consciousness, even their own divine spark, and may therefore be much different, much more, than what our limited human senses can ever perceive, sense, or know. In fact, they could be a physical, human-detectable expression of a hyperobject. And that's why so many religions and spiritualities are so careful and conscious of their actions, knowing that they live an interconnected life alongside and perhaps even inside countless consciousnesses that are affected for good or ill by their actions and existence. If so, then buying a new home and jumping right into renovations without so much as a how do you do might actually be quite a transgression, an assault on an intelligence that was peacefully minding its own business when all of a sudden part of its physical reality was attacked and torn asunder by, basically, a barnacle that had no idea it was itching the backside of a whale. And like a whale scraping off offending barnacles, old houses might flood in response to new owners and their renovations. So, I'll be blessing the house this week while asking its permission to live here and renovate. I'll be offering my apologies and asking forgiveness, too, for potentially blundering into a larger consciousness thinking that I was the only one who existed. I'll let you know how it goes. For Esoterica, this is CJ Kinney. Thanks for listening.